when we arrived in Gottenhafen, first time stepping on the country, that on the grounds, I really can understand that people are come and kiss the ground. Such a feeling that I am on the land again. They had this kind of like Red Cross points there in the harbor, that they took very good care of the refugees. Then against our will, we were sent to Posen because they didn't let Hans go. Hans was sent to Poland, to Posen, to a German airplane factory.
1945.
Christmas we were together. That was my most beautiful Christmas. Well, that was our last Christmas actually together in that Polish farm. That was the last time I saw him. That must have been 20th or 21st of January. That was the last time I saw him.
The men had to stay, the women had to leave. We had an address in Leipzig.
I thought that he will come to Leipzig any time. I was waiting there. I have been waiting there since 1949. And then even when I came, I went to an astrologer told me that you think that your husband is dead, but he's not, he is searching for you. And suddenly, he's there. And this has been in my mind all my life. Even when I came to America, I thought that after the Second World War ended, he hadn't come, that maybe he was imprisoned, maybe the... But he was not a soldier. I thought if he suddenly, he knows that I am expecting Gulle and he has my address and he will come. Because in Estonia, he could have gone to Finland, but he said, I am not going to leave you alone, you and Merike alone. So I have to tell you, Lempit, that he gave. He loved so much that he gave his life so that Merik and I would live. And even in Bible is said that there is a greater gift, a proof of love, when one is willing to give his life for another person. And he did that. He did that.